Leslie Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States warned on Monday there would be severe consequences if Russia used a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, as Western countries accused Moscow of plotting to escalate the war on the pretext that Kyiv was planning to deploy a so-called dirty bomb laced with nuclear material. With Ukrainian forces advancing into Russian-occupied Kherson province, top Russian officials phoned Western counterparts on Sunday and Monday to tell them of Moscow's suspicions. The foreign ministers of France, Britain, and the United States rejected the allegations and reaffirmed their support for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said the Russian accusation was a sign Moscow was planning such an attack itself and would blame Ukraine. Two suspected Chinese intelligence officers have been charged with attempting to obstruct the U.S. criminal investigation and prosecution of Chinese tech giant Huawei. The U.S. Justice Department announced on Monday the two men are charged with trying to direct a person they believed was a government cooperator to provide inside information about the Huawei investigation. But U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the person was a double agent working with the FBI.
The complaint alleges that in 2019, the defendants directed an employee at a U.S. government law enforcement agency to steal confidential information about the United States criminal prosecution of the company.
11 other Chinese officials have been charged with various offenses. Washington has long accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. political affairs and stealing secrets and intellectual property. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The warring sides in Ethiopia were readying Monday for peace talks in South Africa aimed at finding a peaceful solution to the brutal two-year conflict. The African Union-led negotiations had been flagged to start Monday after a surge in fighting that has triggered alarm in the international community and fears for civilians caught in the crossfire. But as evening fell, there was no word from any of those involved about whether the talks had started or exactly where they would be held. Diplomatic pressure has been mounting to bring a halt to the war in Africa's second most populous country that has left millions in need of humanitarian aid, and according to the United States, as many as 500,000 dead. A spokesman for the rebel authorities in Tigray announced their delegation's arrival in South Africa in a tweet late Sunday. Addis Ababa said in a statement its delegation had left for South Africa on Monday morning. The White House is calling for action in response to the school shooting in the U.S. Midwestern city of St. Louis that's left three people dead and others injured. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
According to Education Week, the Monday morning gun violence at a St. Louis charter high school was the 40th school shooting this year. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says lawmakers need to do something.
Every day that the Senate fails to send assault weapons ban to the president's desk or waits to take another other common sense actions is a day too late for our families and communities.
Police say the gunman broke into the school, which was locked, calling out that people were going to die. He fatally shot a woman and a teenage girl and wounded six others before police killed him in an exchange of gunfire. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Recap our top story. The United States warned on Monday there would be severe consequences if Russia used a nuclear weapon in Ukraine, as Western countries accused Moscow of plotting to escalate the war on the pretext that Kyiv was planning to deploy a so-called dirty bomb laced with nuclear material. With Ukrainian forces advancing into Russian-occupied Kherson province, top Russian officials phoned Western counterparts on Sunday and Monday to tell them of Moscow's suspicions. The foreign ministers of France, Britain, and the United States rejected the allegations and reaffirmed their support for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had said the Russian accusation was a sign Moscow was planning such an attack itself and would blame Ukraine. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.